He didn't finish the sentence, but he didn't need to. Hey, I understood. This was to be a stealth mission, not a sound, not a peep. I scratched up a soft spot on the rug and plopped down. Yes, this was the life. This was true happiness. No dog could have asked for more. I slept the whole night through, in spite of all the... Did I mention that Slim snored in his sleep? He did. And we're talking about truck noises, buffalo, hogs. I had never thought that one cowboy could make so many weird sounds in his sleep. But it didn't bother me. No, sir. I slept the whole night through, and true to my word, I didn't make a peep. The terrible Mrs. Grundy never suspected a thing. And if it hadn't been for that mouse... How can I explain this so that it doesn't seem... See, I slept through the whole night through. No kidding. But then I heard this sound, this squeaking noise. I opened my eyes and saw that it was morning. And there was a mouse, a sniveling little mouse, sitting on his hind legs and squeaking at me. Mice are nasty little creatures, right? They have no business romping around in a hotel room occupied by a cowboy and his loyal dog, right? I knew that Slim would never approve of mice in his room. So you might say that I... Let me hasten to point out that I didn't make a peep. Slim had given me strict orders not to make a peep. And I followed those orders to the very letter. I didn't peep at the mouse. I gave him the kind of robust barking we call full air horns.